The 90-day limit on legislative sessions is getting heavy criticism in the State House, both from members and staff. The measure passed by voters in 2006 reduced the session length from 120 days. A survey this month showed a majority of those polled think the 90-day session does not reduce legislative costs. It cuts down on information, input, and personal access for constituents and doesn't allow for adequate scrutiny of bills. Homer Republican Paul Seaton says the survey supports what he was hearing from members earlier this year.
The 90-day session compressed things to the detriment of constituent input, compressed things to the detriment of being able to have multiple hearings and adequate consideration of bills. And I think that that shows up in the majority of the House members also felt that 120 days would better serve us.
Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramras is one of the sponsors of the initiative. He says lawmakers have only dealt with the shorter time limit for one session, and they need to give it more time. And he believes the shorter session was a success this year.
Any new program, any new policy has to be formatted. It has to be given time to work, and every program benefits from being tweaked and changed. And not to say that 90 days should be put in a lockbox, but I think we should give it a fair opportunity to work. I still maintain that that the legislative branch does less damage to the public good by concluding their work in less time.
The survey got a response from 31 of the 40 House members and from 70 legislative employees. Seaton's report will be given to the Legislative Council, where it will be combined with a list of recommendations from a Senate subcommittee.